I would like to go ahead and get started. Mr. Arberton, would you mind seeing if Ms. Moon is going to be joining us this morning?
Yes, Madam Chair, we'll do that.
Thank you, and I will go ahead and begin. Good morning. My name is Angela Ryder. I'm the chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy. It is Monday, March 28th. No, it is not March 28th. It's May 27th. I apologize. At 9 a.m., so Tuesday.
Seven. I'm sorry.
Yes, I apologize. I'm used to these meetings being on Mondays. It is Tuesday, May 17th at 9 a.m., and I'm calling this meeting to order. The chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy reserves the right to change the order of the items published on this agenda, except for the public hearing set for a specific time. During the board meeting and upon a vote of majority of a quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain legal advice from the board's attorneys pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3 on any items listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in the executive session may remain in the boardroom meeting room while the board withdraws to chambers for an executive session. Any and all legal action by board members will only take place in open session. In accordance to open meeting law, the board has a civility policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying out its business. Individuals found violating this policy will be asked to modify their behavior and act civilly, and if the disorderly conduct continues, the person may be removed from the meeting. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.01H, the board may make an open call to the public during public meeting. Subject to a reasonable time, which is 3 minutes, place and manner restrictions to allow individuals to address the public body on any issues within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public, unless matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review a matter or may ask that the matter be put on a future agenda. Please be advised that a call to public is not an opportunity for testimony for cases that are being reviewed by the board. Do we have a call to public? Carmel Andrews, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. I appreciate your acknowledgement today. My name's Carmel Andrews. I am the owner and principal of Maui Academy of Healing Arts here in Hawaii. And just to check, can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm just addressing the board today. I attempted back in December to submit a form to have our school recognized as an out-of-state organization. And I've run into some brick walls with that process. So I'm joining the meeting today after a good faith effort to have this form processed and get some clarity on how I can receive response, were there formal rejection or acceptance, or what the parameters are around this process for having our out-of-state school recognized by the Arizona State Massage Board.
Thank you, Ms. Andrews. Do we have any other calls to public? And we do not. Moving forward, the board members should have had an opportunity to review the board packet for today. Do any of the board members have a conflict of interest? And we do not. We will be reviewing the minutes from our last meeting at our next board meeting, which is next Monday.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
At this time, you have full attendance of the board members. If you'd like to call for roll, we put that on the record.
Thank you very much. Mr. Arberton, will you please call roll?
Yes. Board Member Tapscott?
Here.
Board Member DeRoost?
Present.
Vice Chair Moon?
Present.
Chair Ryder?
Present.
You have four members.
Thank you, Mr. Overton.
And Madam Chair, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. Just a point of clarity, I know that the formal hearings are listed like this, but after looking at the complaint and notices of hearing, it appears that number three, Yunsan McCabe, was the first one scheduled at 9:05. So I just want to make sure that the board understands that they were scheduled for certain times, but maybe listed out of order.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Madam Chair, one more announcement.
Yes.
I would remind the board that we are joined today by representatives from the Arizona Auditor General's Office as part of the ongoing performance audit of the board.
Thank you for that reminder. Upon a vote of majority of quorum, the board may go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A2 to discuss or consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is specifically required to be maintained as confidential by state or federal law. Our first hearing is going to be case number 21-150, Yunsan McCabe, massage therapist license 23897. It is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, with video conference with the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, where the matter dealing with Yunsan McCabe is scheduled to be heard. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Mr. Overton, for this hearing, will you please call roll once again?
Yes, Madam Chair. Board Member Tapscott?
Present.
Board Member DeRoost?
Present.
Vice Chair Moon?
Present.
Chair Ryder?
Present. Let the record show the board members have been furnished with copies of the complaint and notice of hearing, the respondents' answers, and all pleadings of record. Will the parties please identify themselves, beginning with the state, then followed by the respondent?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan representing the state today.
And is Yunsan McCabe in the video teleconference today? Okay, it seems that the individual is not. Is the state ready to proceed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. A hearing of this nature differs from the court proceeding. The technical rules of evidence do not apply. Reliable hearsay evidence is admissible. The board will entertain objections concerning irrelevant, repetitious, or otherwise inadmissible evidence. However, the board is the sole judge and weight given of the evidence received. In a disciplinary proceeding, the state bears burden of proof and shall go first and present in the case. The respondent is not here, but normally would follow the state to present their case. After all of the evidence is heard and the arguments for parties, the board will deliberate and decide whether to dismiss the case or take appropriate disciplinary action. All persons who are called as witnesses in this matter, including respondent, please identify yourselves by raising your hand. Give your name to Mr. Overton to be sworn in for testimony.
Madam Chair, the state does have a witness, Detective Rick Page. I just want to make sure that he's on the call.
Okay.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Detective, if you would please raise your right hand.
Do Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And Tom, can we also swear in Investigator David Ellison, please?
Yes. Madam Chair, David, are you present on the call? David Ellison?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you would raise your right hand, please. And do you solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to give to the board today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Madam Chair?
Thank you. Before hearing testimony from witnesses, are there any preliminary matters the board should consider?
The state has none, Madam Chair, members of the board.
Does the state wish to make an opening statement?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, you're welcome.
Please go ahead and proceed.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. The respondent in this matter is currently licensed and holds an Arizona massage therapy license to practice in the state. However, that license was summarily suspended on March 28, 2022, which necessitated this hearing here today. The case is in front of you because the respondent committed multiple actionable violations of board statute. And the evidence and testimony of the board's investigator today will show you that respondent, well, let me back up here. Through the use of Detective Rick Page, who was involved in the investigation regarding these matters, and the board's investigator, David Ellison, the facts will show that on November 13th, 2019, November 13, 2019, the respondent was arrested and charged while working at W Massage Spa at 1730 East Elliott Road in Tempe, Arizona. She was arrested and charged with employee of a house of prostitution, conspiracy, illegal control / conducting an illegal enterprise, money laundering, and prostitution. These charges were never reported to the board. The facts will also show that on the night in question, when the investigators served their search warrants on W Massage Spa, they found evidence that led them to believe that there were prostitution occurring on the premises, which continued the investigation, at which point multiple individuals were arrested and multiple pieces of evidence were gathered to support the fact that W Massage was running an illicit massage business. These facts support conclusions, potential violations of law under ARS 3242.53(a)(6), which states engaging in any practice in violation of this chapter or any board rule or aiding, abetting, or assisting any individual in the violation of these rules. It also violates ARS 3242.53(a)(8), which states committing an act of malpractice, gross negligence, or incompetency. The conduct and circumstances described in that will be described today are also violations of ARS 3242.53(a)(10), which states engaging in conduct that could result in harm or injury to the public, and also 4253A15, which states engaging in sexual activity with a client as it relates to ARS section 3242.53(b)(2)(a), which defines sexual activity as sexual conduct as it relates to 3242.53(b)(3), which defines sexual conduct as any direct or indirect touching, fondling, or manipulating of any part of the genitals or anus by any part of the body or by any object or causing a person to engage in that conduct. Further, 3242.53(b)(2)(c) defines sexual activity as making sexual advances, requesting sexual favors, or engaging in other verbal conduct or physical conduct of a sexual nature with a client. Lastly, the facts that will be presented today support a violation of ARS 32-3208A, which states a health professional who has been charged with a misdemeanor involving conduct that may affect patient safety or a felony after receiving or renewing a license or certificate must notify the health professional's regulatory board in writing within 10 working days. At the conclusion of the evidentiary portion of this hearing, I'm going to refer you to the complaint and notice of hearing that was issued in this matter and urge you to adopt the factual allegations as your findings of fact and alleged violations as your conclusions of law as stated. After having done so, the state, on behalf of the public, will respectfully defer to the board's judgment with regards to appropriate resolution of this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Monahan. I understand that the respondent is not present. Would the state please call its first witness?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, the state respectfully calls Investigator David Elson. And just bear with me for a second here. All right, are you ready, Mr. Elson?
I am.
Okay. Please state your full name again for the record.
David Richard Elson III.
And what is your position with the board?
I'm the investigator for the Board of Massage Therapy.
And are you the responsible party for investigating all matters regarding unprofessional conduct?
I am.
And how long have you been in this position?
About 11 months.
And do you have prior experience investigating crimes and or violations of unprofessional conduct?
I do. Prior to starting here, I was an investigator for the Arizona Board of Nursing for 7 years. Before that, I was a law enforcement officer for 20 years.
Thank you very much. And in your role as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer, were you required to do any investigations?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is the respondent licensed by this board?
She is.
Is her license currently active, suspended, or lapsed?
Suspended.
All right, so we're going to get to the complaint investigation. Did you open this investigation?
No, I didn't. It was opened by my predecessor.
Thank you. Did you have a chance to review and adopt the file as your own?
I did.
If you had any questions, was the board's executive director there to answer those for you?
Always.
Excellent. Based on the information the board received, did it open a complaint and investigate the matter?
Yes, I did.
And what were the results of your investigation?
That on October 30th, 2019, after a search warrant was executed, the respondent was arrested and charged as being an employee of a house of prostitution, money laundering, and conducting illegal enterprise and conspiracy.
And please take a moment to review state's proposed exhibit one. Do you recognize this document?
I do. It's the email my predecessor received, which initiated the investigation.
The state respectfully moves to admit Exhibit 1 into the record. Madam Chair?
Yes. I move to accept that, to accept the exhibit.
Okay, thank you. Exhibit 1, you just mentioned, it is a true and accurate copy of the email received from Detective Rick Page, the Temple Police Department, referencing the individuals arrested on November 13th, 2019?
It is.
Well, were these arrests and charges submitted to the board within 10 days from the violation?
No, they were not by the respondent. They've yet to be reported by the respondent.
All right, thank you. Did the board take any preliminary action based on the results of the investigation?
they summarily suspended the respondent's license.
Okay, thank you. Was the respondent requested to reply to the allegations in the notice of complaint?
Yes, she was sent a notice of complaint and an investigative questionnaire, which she's required by ARS 324259 to complete a written statement, which she did not.
Okay, please take a moment to review State's proposed Exhibit 2.
That is the investigative questionnaire that was sent to the respondent.
And is it a true and accurate copy of the investigative questionnaire you sent to the respondent's last known address and email of record?
It is.
And you know, you mentioned earlier that the board took emergency action in this matter.
They did.
Please take a moment to review. Oh, excuse me. The state respectfully moves to admit Exhibit 2 into the record.
I move that we accept that exhibit.
Please take a moment to review State's proposed Exhibit 3. Do you recognize this document?
I do. It's the order of summary suspension that I sent to the respondent.
Is it a true and accurate copy of the board's summary suspension order that was sent to the respondent on April 7, 2022?
It is.
Was the respondent properly noticed for today's hearing?
She was.
The state respectfully requests to admit Exhibit 3 into the record.
I move to accept that exhibit.
Thank you. Please take a moment to review State's proposed Exhibit 4. Do you recognize this document?
I do. It is the complaint notice of hearing and the certified mail tracking form that I sent to the respondent.
Thank you. And is it a true and accurate copy of the CNOH sent to the respondent on April 12, 2022?
It is.
Did the certified mail or regular mail come back as undeliverable?
No.
And did the respondent submit a timely answer to the complaint notice of hearing?
No, she did not.
The state respectfully requests to admit Exhibit 4 into the record.
I move to accept that exhibit.
Thank you. Please take a moment to review State's proposed Exhibit 5.
Okay.
Do you recognize this document?
I do. It's the return receipt address I sent the respondent on either on the certified mail.
And is it a true and accurate copy of the certified mailing slip for respondent's complaint notice of hearing?
It is.
State respectfully requests to admit Exhibit 5 into the record.
I move to accept that exhibit.
Please take a moment to review State's proposed Exhibit 6. Do you recognize this document? What? I'm sorry, you're cutting out. I missed that.
It's the Tempe Police Department that was a report that was obtained.
Okay. And is it a true and accurate copy of the Tempe Police Department report regarding the respondent and the allegations before the board?
Yes, it is.
And had you had a chance to thoroughly review the police report?
I have.
And in your opinion, as an investigator for in law enforcement officer for, you know, roughly 28 years, does the information contained in the police report, in your opinion, substantiate the violations in the complaint notice of hearing?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. That's all.
And do you have any other witnesses, Mr. Monahan?
Yes, the state. Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, the state respectfully calls Detective Rick Page. And lastly, the state respectfully requests that Exhibit 6 be admitted into the record.
I move that we accept that exhibit.
Thank you. Okay, Detective Page, please state your name again for the record.
Yes, my name is Rick Page.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a detective with the Tempe Police Department.
And what is your current position on the force?
I'm a detective in the Special Investigations Unit.
And do you also work undercover?
I do.
And how long have you been working undercover?
23 years.
All right, thank you. What are some of your duties as an undercover / special investigations officer? As much as you want to get into, you don't have to get into things that you don't feel comfortable with.
Sure. My primary function is narcotics detective. I run a narcotics canine, also SWAT, and investigation of illegal massage parlors, sex and human trafficking cases, conspiracy cases, and also an instructor in those fields.
Thank you very much. On November 13th, 2019, were you involved in the execution of a search warrant at W Massage located at 1730 East Elliott Road in Tempe, Arizona?
I was.
And what was the purpose or goal of the investigation and those search warrants?
The goal of the investigation was to identify that specific business and the people operating that business or working there as an illicit massage parlor, gain evidence of them running a house of prostitution, and ultimately shut the organization down.
And did the Tempe Police Department have prior knowledge that prostitution was taking place at W Massage?
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did an investigation back in 2017 and found it to be operating as a house of prostitution. Search warrants were served back in 2017. We had evidence then that it was running it as a house of prostitution. And then in 2018, it reopened again.
Okay, thank you. And did you receive tips after it reopened again from the community?
We did, and then some open source data also provided us information that it was operating again as a house prostitution.
Okay, thank you. Please take a moment to review what is marked as State's Exhibit 6.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize this document?
I do. It's my police report.
And is it a true and accurate copy of the official police report for the operation regarding W Massage?
It is.
Did the Tempe Police Department perform an undercover operation in W Massage?
We did, yes.
And what were the results of that undercover operation?
On November 13th, 2019, we had an undercover detective enter the business. And while he was in there, he was solicited for full sex for $140.
Okay, thank you. Did you perform surveillance in an interview with a W Massage customer?
Yes.
And how did that interview occur?
Again, on November 13th, 2019, we were conducting surveillance of the business. We observed a male customer exit W Massage. He was then followed when a traffic violation was observed. He was contacted for that violation, interviewed then about what had occurred inside the business with him.
And did the customer admit to receiving sexual acts for money during the massage?
He did.
And were you able to later identify which masseuse provided the sex acts to the customer?
Yes.
And was it the respondent that you identified?
It was.
When you served the search warrant on November 13th at W Massage, was the respondent present?
Yes, she was.
And were you able to interview the respondent?
We attempted to, but she refused to answer questions.
Were you able to speak with any other employees at W Massage that night?
Yes.
And I believe that was in MK was the individual that you were able to speak with who was working there that evening?
I was able to talk to the other female employee that was working there, and it was actually three that day. So Ms. McCabe and then two others that were working there. So yes, we were able to talk to them.
And did this employee admit that illicit massages and sex acts for monetary gain were occurring at W Massage?
They did.
And did the employee indicate whether she knew if the respondent was performing sex acts for monetary gain?
Yes.
And did she indicate how she knew?
Well, she said that all the female employees who work at that business do sex for money. And then she has seen them hide the condoms in the lint rollers.
Did she also say that, and pardon me if this is a little graphic, but did she also say that she could smell, that the room smelled odd after the massages?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did the employee indicate the biological demographic of clientele that frequented W Massage?
Yes, that they were all males.
Approximately how many women did you or your officer see entering or exiting W Massage on November 13th?
None that were customers.
Okay. Is this common is this a common thing for illicit massage businesses to see this?
It is.
After serving the search warrant at W Massage, what were some of the evidence that you found that supported the charge of prostitution?
During the search warrant, some of the evidence was there was cash inside the business. Again, this is a cash type of operation. There was one used condom found in a plastic bag or a little garbage bag. 35 unused condoms outside of their packaging, and that was found in a lint roller, as what was described previously during an interview with the one of the operators inside the business. And then there was ledgers of the male customers that not only for that specific date, but for dates prior to, there was ledgers of the male customers.
And is the evidence that you found that you just discussed, is this consistent with what you've seen in connection with illicit massage parlors?
It is, yes.
And did the investigation come to an ultimate finding?
It did.
And what was that finding?
That business was, and the employees there were operating as a house of prostitution, and there were employees were conducting sex acts for monetary gain.
And the respondent was arrested and charged with prostitution or other related offenses?
She was.
Please take a moment to review what has been entered as State's Exhibit 1.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize this document?
Yes, this is the email that I had sent that was previously discussed by your other investigator.
And is it a true and accurate copy of that email?
It is.
All right, thank you. That's all I need. Thank you very much for your help today, Detective Page.
You're welcome.
The state has no more witnesses. The state rests.
Thank you, Mr. Monahan. Since the respondent is not here, does the state wish to present a closing argument?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. I will present a brief closing argument. As discussed in the opening argument, the facts here are not in dispute. On November 13th, 2019, the respondent was arrested and charged with prostitution. The results of that police investigation determined that she was the one who had provided sexual acts for money to the individual that to the customer that they questioned. Furthermore, they found a panoply of evidence that supports that this was an illicit house of prostitution and that these charges were never provided to the board. These facts, again, support allegations of 4253A6, A8, A10, A15, A23, and 323208A for failure to report the charges and arrest. Again, the state respectfully requests that based on the evidence, the state respectfully request that you adopt the factual allegations and alleged violations in the complaint notice of hearing as your findings of fact and conclusions of law as stated. After having done so, the state, on behalf of the public, will respectfully defer to the board's judgment for the appropriate disposition of this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Monahan. Having heard the testimony and reviewed the evidence and arguments of the parties, the board will now discuss the case. The board can begin with general discussion or entertain motions. Do any board members have comments, questions, or motions?
My comment is just that with the failure to report after this happened, I mean, it's been a couple of years later, and also with all of the evidence given, I would like to talk about maybe removing the license. What are your guys' thoughts?
I agree with you. I think first and foremost, we should... I would like to make a motion or move to adopt the factual allegations as findings of fact and conclusion of law as outlined in the notice of complaint.
This is Chairperson Tapscott. I apologize for my camera, by the way. I'm just having camera problems, but I second that motion.
Can we do a roll call vote on that motion, Mr. Overton, please?
Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon?
Aye.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Motion's approved by four ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. I would like to move that we revoke the license of Yoon Song McCabe, license number MT-1369. Based on the findings of fact and conclusion of law outlined in the notice of complaint.
This is Vice Chair Moon. I would like to second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please, Mr. Overton.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon?
Aye.
Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
And Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Four ayes.
The motion passes. This concludes the proceeding. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served on the parties. The parties will have further appeal rights, and that will be explained in the board's order. And that concludes this hearing. Do we have, for our other formal hearings, do we have a particular order that we need to go in from here on out?
Madam Chair, he's muted. He'll come back in a second.
Okay. I would like to proceed with the next formal hearing, case number 21-145.
I believe it would be He Yang.
Yes.
You're correct.
Okay, good. Then we're on the same page. So it would be He Yang. Massage therapist license 17196. It is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, video conference with the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, where the matter dealing with He Yang is scheduled to be heard. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Mr. Overton, will you call roll for this hearing?
Yes, Madam Chair. Board Member DeRoost?
Present.
Vice Chair Moon?
Present.
Chair Ryder?
Present.
Mr. Tapscott has stepped away for a moment, but you have a quorum still.
Thank you. Let the record show that the board members have been furnished with copies of the complaint and notice of hearing, the respondent's answer, and all pleadings of record. Will the parties please identify themselves, beginning with the state, followed by the respondent?
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan representing the state.
And good morning, Madam Chair and members of the board. This is Sarah Stark, and I'm representing the respondent, Ms. Yang.
Thank you and welcome.
And thank Madam you. Chair, if you don't mind, we do have a preliminary matter.
Okay.
For please. This hearing. You'll find in your board packets that there are not exhibits or an exhibit list, but there is a motion to continue this matter to the June 27th meeting. The facts in this matter are a little different than our previous cases that came on the same day. And as such, myself and counsel are working on a settlement that would be favorable to the state. And we just request that the board give us 30 more days to hammer that out.
Thank you. I would move that we do reschedule this to our next board meeting 30 days from now, June 27th.
Board Member DeRuth, can I second that motion?
Roll call vote, please, Mr. Overton.
Vice Chair Moon.
Present, or sorry. I agree.
Motion put both on. Okay. Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Three ayes. Mr. Tapscott's not back yet.
Okay. So it passes that we will move this particular case to the June 27th regular meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Mr. Tapscott has returned to the meeting.
Wonderful. All right. Our next case is case 21-146, Sam Larrabee, massage therapist massage therapist number 02725P with a provisional license. It is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. Video conference with the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, where the matter dealing with Sam Larrabee is scheduled to be heard. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. For this hearing, Mr. Overton, once again, a roll call.
Board Member Tapscott.
Here.
Board Member DeRoost.
Present.
Vice Chair Moon.
Present.
Chair Ryder.
Present.
And Madam Chair, again, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. Before you go through your whole spiel, sure. I just wanted to let you know that there is a preliminary matter in your board packets. Again, you will not find exhibits, but you will find a consent for voluntary surrender of license, admitting to the arrest and charges signed by Ms. Larrabee. So that will effectively dispose of this case with the revocation of the license.
Thank you.
If you would like to accept it.
Yes, I move to accept this consent agreement in the interest of a prompt and judicious settlement of this case consistent with public interest, statutory requirements, and responsibility of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy pursuant to ARS 32-420, Sam Larrabee, license holder of number MT-02725P in the state of Arizona, and the board enter into the recitals listed in on the consent agreement, findings of fact, conclusion of law, and order for voluntary surrender of the licensure as a final disposition of this matter. Yeah. May I have a second?
This is Vice Chair Moon. I would second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please.
Board Member DeRoost.
Aye.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Four ayes.
The motion passes. Okay. Could I have anybody who's on the call and not speaking at this time, could you please mute your lines? We're getting a lot of feedback. Thank you. Our last case to review today is case 22-115, Jonathan Riggs, massage therapist license 13639. And before I go through all of my spiel, we have an update on this one as well.
We do, Madam Chair. And I believe that the respondent, Mr. Riggs, is on the call. And so I will not speak for him. I will let him address you.
Okay, Mr. Riggs, if you are on the call, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mr. Riggs.
Okay, great.
So I understand that you had a correspondence with our board staff yesterday requesting a continuance for your case. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Madam Chair, the state does not oppose the continuance due to the fact that the respondent is currently under a summary suspension. However, the state would request that if the board is going to continue it, that they amend the complaint and notice of hearing and add the conviction for the charges that he was charged with, and we can reissue the complaint and notice of hearing.
Okay, thank you. I have no issues with that. I would like to move that we postpone this hearing to our next meeting, which is on June 27th, and amend the complaint and add the conviction to the notice of complaint and hearing.
Mark, I think you're muted.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, if we go ahead and amend the complaint notice of hearing, we may not be able to hold a hearing at your June meeting, given the time frames that are necessary for proper notice. So it may be your July meeting that the hearing will be conducted in this matter.
Okay, thank you for that.
The state has no objections to that.
I also don't have any objections to that, to moving this particular hearing to the July meeting, provided that we add the conviction to the complaint and notice of hearing. Do I have a second?
Vice Chair Moon, I'll second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Four ayes.
Motion passes. So we will postpone this case to the July regular meeting to offer enough time for the respondent to seek counsel. I do want to make a comment. I know that there was some confusion about, or maybe the respondent had not received the certified mail. It is very important that Mr. Riggs, you understand that your license is summarily suspended at this time and that you are not to be providing massage therapy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make sure that we're understanding that. And then Mr. Elton, you have your hand up.
To date, his complaint notice of hearing and summary suspension went to his address on file. So if we amend the complaint notice of hearing, he still has yet to update his address in our system. So we'd be sending it to the wrong address again.
Okay. Mr. Riggs, will you please update your current address on our website with the board staff so that we can properly notice you?
Yes, I will do that today.
Thank you. Is there anything else from the board staff or the state at this time?
The state has nothing, ma'am.
Okay. Chair.
Madam Chair, just wanted to acknowledge Mr. Mark Harris, who was your IA today. That is probably the first time you and the board have had a chance to meet with him virtually, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Mr. Harris, thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, my pleasure.
All right. We don't have any other cases to review today. As expected, it was going to be a short hearing. Yes, Mr. Riggs.
I had a question.
Okay, please go ahead and ask. I don't know if we will be able to answer.
I just wanted to know when the date is for that.
Can we get the exact date for the July hearing or for Mr. Riggs' July hearing?
Madam Chair, it would be Monday, July 25th at 9 a.m.
Thank you very much for that. And there you have it, Mr. Riggs. Do you have any other questions?
That's my birthday.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you very much. That concludes this meeting. Our next board meeting is going to be held on Monday. What is the date next Monday?
May 23rd, this coming Monday, actually.
Yes, May 23rd, 2022 at 9 a.m. digitally online. This will be a regularly scheduled board meeting. That is all I have for today. This meeting is adjourned.